From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rosemary Belson. The Missouri House Committee, set up to investigate the indictment against Governor Eric Greitens, holds its first committee meeting today. So far, there are no details on what's going to happen at the meeting, which is scheduled to start at 5 o'clock this afternoon. A second committee meeting is scheduled tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock at the Jefferson City Police Department. A staffer for one of the committee members says this meeting will be closed to the public and the media. Greitens is accused of taking a semi-nude photo of his then-mistress without her permission in 2015. The House committee has until April 9th to issue a report with the options of recommending impeachment, censor, or taking no action at all. At the start of the year, Missouri was sitting on $80 million. The money was set aside in case the Children's Health Insurance Program wasn't refunded by the federal government. However, CHIP was refunded in late January. Now, Governor Eric Greitens hopes to use the money to invest in rural broadband internet, clean water initiatives, and state ports, though some state legislators want to put the money towards higher education. Ralph Martin of the Missouri Port Authority says Greitens' plan will revitalize rural Missouri.
You know, we firmly believe that that's going to create jobs, it's going to create opportunities, it's going to create, more and more opportunities for local business.
Greitens' rural growth plan proposes bringing high-speed internet to rural areas by 2020, according to a press release. Missouri's legislature will discuss how to use CHIP money in the state budget in late March. University of Missouri faculty passed a resolution yesterday asking Chancellor Alexander Cartwright to create a formal process for addressing the Academic Programs Task Force's recommendation to close nearly 30 graduate programs. MU is facing a $60 million shortfall on its Columbia campus, resulting from state support and enrollment, Cartwright says. Besides asking for a budgetary justification for each closure or merger being considered, the motion allows the opportunity to correct inaccurate and misleading data, the Columbia Missourian reports. After the report was released, the MU chapter of the American Association of University Professors questioned the accuracy of the data from Academic Analytics, a North Carolina-based company that produces faculty productivity data. Cartwright says he'll decide on the recommendations at the end of the spring semester. The Missouri House has passed a bill Monday to create a prescription drug take-back program throughout the state. If made law, the measure would allow for drop-off boxes for unused prescriptions at pharmacies approved by the Drug Enforcement Agency. Currently, local pharmacies are barred from taking prescription drugs they didn't dispense. Republican sponsor Representative Jay Barnes says the goal is to help combat the opioid crisis. The bill would head to the Senate next. The Senate has already passed a different bill this session that would allow for a drug take-back program. Supporters of Missouri Governor Eric Greitens started a nonprofit to help pay for Greitens' legal defenses following his indictment on felony invasion of privacy charge related to a 2015 extramarital affair, Michigan GOP Chairman Ron Reiser confirmed today. Reiser is listed as the director of the nonprofit on the Internal Revenue Service filings. He and other supporters of the Missouri governor started the nonprofit Friday. The nonprofit is called the ERG Defense Fund. The governor's full name is Eric Robert Greitens. It can take unlimited donations, but those contributions must be publicly reported. Rosemary Belson, KBIA News.